Solve, secure, protect. Look to Patel for the independent thinking and cross-disciplinary focus it takes to advance security and safety in a changing world. They provide their clients with integrated solutions that secure our nation and help solve challenges within infrastructure, environment, emerging threats, and deployable mission-ready technology. Their teams leverage their deep expertise to develop science and technology for a healthier, safer, and more sustainable world. Visit Battelle.org to learn how Battelle makes the impossible possible. Welcome to From the Crow's Nest, a podcast on electromagnetic spectrum operations, or EMSO. I'm your host, Ken Miller, Director of Advocacy and Outreach for the Association of Old Crows. Thanks for listening. We are back here at AOC 2021, the 58th Annual International Symposium and Convention brought to you by the Association of Old Crows. I'd like to thank our episode sponsor for today, Samtech. Samtech is an international supplier of RF, signal integrity, and flexible power connectors. They provide exceptional service, quality products, and convenient design tools. Samtech understands that taking care of their customers and their employees is paramount, which makes them the leader in the connector industry. All right, so I'd like to welcome my guest on this episode of From the Crow's Nest here at AOC 2021. I have with me Ms. Vernita Harris, SES. She is the Director of Spectrum Policy and Programs in the Department of Defense Chief Information Office. Ms. Harris, thanks for joining me here on From the Crow's Nest. It's great to have you.
Thank you, Ken. I'm glad to be here.
All right, so we were talking about, you know, obviously the theme is all domain operations, and one of my guests yesterday was talking about, yesterday we talked a little bit about strategy. Today is about rolling up your sleeves and who's going to be responsible. And obviously the Office of the CIO is going to play a big role in executing one of the fundamental things that we're talking about this week, which is the electromagnetic superiority strategy. But first, can you talk a little bit about your role in the CIO as it pertains to the implementation of the superiority strategy? And what is your overall message to the audience that is going to attend your session later this afternoon?
Thanks, Ken. Thanks for that. You know, within the CIO's office is going to be that belly button for the electromagnetic spectrum superiority strategy. We've dubbed it EMS3 internally, and it's I-Plan. Yeah, I've been at DoD a year, and during that time, I've heard we've developed different strategies, and we've developed implementation plans. But this is different. All across the department understand the importance of the electromagnetic spectrum operations. And the DoD CIO's office has that responsibility of that enterprise approach. We, similar to our PNT, where we are the enterprise for PNT, we're gonna take that same concept for the electromagnetic, for the EMS3 strategy and the I-Plan. We're going to use, across the organization, we're gonna use the command and control and communication, the C3LB board, to execute and govern the strategy and the I-Plan. The good thing about that is that the C3LB has the ability, it's chaired by Deputy CIO, and OUSD for ANS, OUSD for R&E, and also the joint staff. And it's a 3-star, but you can take the hat off and put a 4-star, and we feed directly into the DMAG, the tank, the JROC. There's one more, but you get the idea. So,
yeah, but I think that's very important because, you know, one of the topics we've talked about is how do you get leaders pointed in the right direction? And part of that is education. And I think if you look over the last couple of years, we have the leaders, they all embrace the importance of the spectrum in successful future operations. So they're facing the right direction, but now they have to be pushed forward. And I think one of the great things is what you just said is that you have access and you bring all those leaders together in basically in the same room, and it makes it easier and more to accomplish some of the objectives in the I-Plan.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the I-Plan has, the strategy has 5 strategic goals, and the I-Plan itself had 117 discrete tasks and 26 offices of primary responsibility for the 117 tasks. And so we know it's going to be difficult, we're not sugarcoating it. It's going to be challenging. However, the process that we have put in place to govern it, everyone has skin in the game, as I like to say, is that across the department, we will know who to reach out to help us implement the strategy. It's not just a DOD CIO implementing the strategy. It is the whole of DOD implementing the strategy.
And that's a very important aspect of this strategy as opposed to previous strategies or with EW or very similar mission areas, is that you recognize that it is an all of DOD effort and you're pursuing that implementation, making sure that everyone that needs a seat at the table has that across the services, DOD, both the civilian side as well as the military side, and bringing together the business enterprise and the operations. I spoke earlier this morning with Brigadier General Anne Marie Anthony, and great conversation. And of course, you're kind of the third person that I'm talking to on this topic, because we kicked it off a few weeks ago with an episode with Brigadier General Darren Lala, who is Deputy Director of the MSO CFT. So, I mean, between the three of you, and you have David Tremper also, who I interviewed previously, and he's going to be in your session, you have the people in place, and that shows a great deal of progress from recent efforts that points that this is going to hopefully be successful, because we need it. We don't have our advantage is eroding. And so we don't have the opportunity to make mistakes in the future. So we need this to be successful. And so I appreciate the efforts that you're doing. So over the past few years, you know, there have been a number of official documents that have reinforced the requirement that an enterprise approach is applied to all activities for DOD MSO. Specifically, there's Directive 3610, I think last year, was a key document there that basically set kind of CIO is going to take care of certain responsibilities. From your perspective, what does that mean for the role of CIO in establishing this enterprise? You know, how will it collaborate a little bit more with these stakeholders? You mentioned a lot of different offices, 26 or so, that are responsible for some of the tasks. What is your role in this enterprise?
So thank you. Yes, the 3610 was updated last year, and it's going through a Rev 1 now. And I think what's also most of your listeners may not know is that the DOD CIO was always the PSA for Spectrum. The Spectrum was part of the DOD CIO's responsibility, and so that. This is a natural fit to have the DOD CIO become the Spectrum enterprise to be that belly button. And so what that means for DOD CIO, and especially my office, is that, as I mentioned earlier, the C3LB, the Command, Control, and Communications, underneath that, the C3LB, we have a working group, and it's called the Electromagnetic Spectrum Senior Steering Group. And that steering group is where we are going to execute and govern the strategy and the I-plan. So we're proposing five working groups, and those five working groups align with the EMS-3. And so each one of those working groups will be chaired and co-chaired by a deputy director that's a GS-15 level in my office, and the goal also is to have the relevant service or entity also be a co-chair, so that we're not doing this in a vacuum. We are working together to implement. There's 117 tasks, so we have to look at how we prioritize those tasks and how do we make sense of it to our senior leaders. And so we're all starting with putting together a visual roadmap for each one of the strategic goals. And from there, look at building what are our capabilities, what do we need to put forward for the budget process. And I don't know the budget process that well, but
no one really does. you're not alone in that.
So we have the tools to make sure that we can push up and raise alarm bells when things aren't going in the direction that we think we need to. And these working groups will, they will start at the working level, and if there's an issue that can't be resolved at the working loop, you raise it to the C3LB, and then if it can't be resolved at the C3LB, then you raise it to the DMAG, the JROC, or the tank.
And in a previous episode, I was talking to my guest from the U.S. Space Force, and you know, we were talking about remarks that Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Hyten, gave to the AOC last year. But we were talking, there's a big difference between giving a group of people, an agency, an organization responsibility. It's a whole other thing to give them the resources to execute those responsibilities that you give them. And so, you know, I think it's important that, you know, when we're looking forward to how we implement the strategy, that it's resourced properly across the board, because you talk about prioritization, and obviously if some of those priorities start to slip in one area, there's going to be a cascading effect in the others. And so it's something that does require constant intentional resourcing to make sure that those priorities are achieved. One last question before we depart, you know, looking on the horizon, and Dr. Kelly Fletcher was a keynote speaker this morning. She gave a great presentation and touched on many issues, but looking at the horizon, building and leveraging the 5G, 6G infrastructure and capabilities, this is going to require us to have a handle on access to spectrum, managing that spectrum, allocating the spectrum properly between military and commercial use, really kind of bridging those two areas. How is the CIO engaged to ensure that DoD, our military services, have the access to the spectrum they need for the future fight? From not just from an operational standpoint, but from a training standpoint at home and abroad?
Thank you. I mean, that's a really important question, because as Dr. Fletcher hit on today, is spectrum sharing. We no longer have the ability to say that we can vacate or compress our spectrum. We are now spectrum sharing. That spectrum sharing is the norm that we are executing towards. And so working with the MILDEPs and the services, I would just point to the 3.1, the 3.45, which was in the bipartisan infrastructure legislation that was recently passed. And that legislation requires DoD to do a feasibility study to look at putting forward scenarios for our senior leaders to look at how are we going to share this 350 megahertz of spectrum. We're looking at sharing, and sharing is going to be the best way for our MILDEPs and services to make sure that they continue to have the spectrum that they need, because we can't just say, you know what, you have this beachfront property, DoD, we want it. It doesn't work that way. So we're working together with MILDEP services and the private sector. And in the private sector and the industry, that they're a big part of this conversation.
Well, that is all the time we have for today. I want to thank you, Ms. Harris, for joining me on From the Crow's Nest. It's great to finally talk with you, and I appreciate everything, and we look forward to having you on for future conversation.
No, thank you, Ken. I appreciate it.
Well, that will conclude this episode of From the Crow's Nest. I want to thank our sponsor, Samtech. Samtech is the service leader in the connector industry. To learn more about AOC, please visit our website at crows.org/2021home. Thanks for listening. This podcast is brought to you by Battelle, the world's largest independent, not-for-profit, applied science and technology organization. Since 1929, their mission has been to translate scientific discovery and technology advances to benefit society. Through markets such as health, environment, infrastructure, industry, and national security, Battelle has been delivering cutting-edge solutions that impact the well-being of the world and help keep us safe at home. To learn more, go to battelle.org/connect. That's battelle.org/connect.